course this week.
First of all, very warm welcome to Aston Villa Football Club. Maybe it's not been the best kept secret in the world, but how excited are you to be the new manager of Aston Villa?
As I said, Dave, it's an honour and a privilege to do it, considering the amount of managers, the great managers it's had, and it's a huge challenge, really, but something I'm not frightened by, and looking forward to get going and try and make the club as successful as it can.
You had a quite good thing going, if you like, at Norwich. How much of a tough decision was it to leave Carrow Road?
As I said there, I had 3 incredible years there, really fantastic, and I don't think anybody would have imagined the way the football club done in 3 years would have went the way it did, but for some reason it happened. As I said there, I had my reasons to leave, and I've got nothing but best wishes for Norwich.
And whilst you've had a fantastic time at Carrow Road, things haven't been quite so pleasant here at Villa. How much are you looking forward to sort of bringing back a bit of sense of pride to the place?
I think first and foremost we have to get the crowd going. I think that's a sense that we have to get. There's too many people that come and watch the football club not to perform, and we have to, and we have to get them going. We have to get that whole end rocking as such, and if we do that and we work hard, then we'll be fine.
What kind of targets have you set yourself for the first season anyway?
No, I have my own targets in my own head, but I don't think I'll ever really say basically what's good, because I think if you don't hit them, people get disappointed, and I don't put pressure on myself. I know within myself how driven I am and what I want to do.
How excited are you about some of the players you're going to be working with as well? A very, very exciting clutch of young kids coming through at Villa Park, as well as some established senior pros as well.
Well, listen, it's okay having young kids, but you've got to win. And I think that's vital, that it's okay, people seem to have young kids, but we have got to win more games than not. And that's good, because the fan base generates that you have to win more games than not, and that's what we'll try and do. If they're young enough, then they'll be good enough. And the experienced lads will certainly help them. But collectively, as a group, everybody has to be pulling the same way.
And just finally from me, would you be expecting to have one or two new faces before the start of the season?
I've spoken to Paul and the chairman at length, and there's names there that I think might certainly help us. So, and hopefully that will be ongoing, and we try and get them in.
Paul, I'm sure you know the fans were quite happy to have you here. Were you aware that they were singing your name, the Villa fans, when they came to Carrow Road the final day of last season?
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, I'm not. But I said at the time, I thought it was harsh for Alec, because even though you're in that other dugout and you want your team to win, I still thought it was a bit strange. But listen, that's the game. At certain times, you have to take the good with the bad, and it's never nice to hear. But I understand what people are saying.
Given the progress you've made as a manager, is this a logical next step in your career? You've spent time in the lower reaches, you've now had a season of Premier League football, now you're with an ever-present in the Premier League.
Yeah, but you've got to earn the right to stay in the league. There's been some huge clubs that have been relegated, and my job is to make sure this club is near the other end of it, and that's what we'll try and do. As I said, there's a big, big expectancy level in the football club because of the fan base that follows it and the history that's been attached to it. And when you do win a European Cup and you do win titles and all those sort of things, that in itself creates that you have to perform. And as I said, it's not something I'm frightened by.
And certainly the size of the stadium, the tradition that you're inheriting, I'm sure you've got an appreciation of what it is that you're coming into here.
No, I think if you don't come in here knowing what you're coming into, then it's been a bit naive. So I certainly know the history of it. I certainly know the European Cup, as I said before. There's great, great teams out there still trying to win it to this day, and have never done it. So Aston Villa's history dictates it's been one of the huge football clubs in European terms.
And we understand that you did have a chat with Martin O'Neill about the prospects of coming here.
No, I did. And he had nothing but praise for the football club. Which is great, and as I said, I always talk to him if I need advice.
How do you try and manage that fan's expectation? Because you talk about the great heritage and history in the fan base. Martin O'Neill achieved that 6th place only 3 seasons ago, and I think the fans are still expecting Villa to be in that kind of calibre.
Yeah, but 2 years later, you're fluctuating with relegation. So I'm pretty sure if you ask nearly every Villa fan, they would rather have that feeling that Martin O'Neill gave them. So, but Ali done a fine job last year by keeping them in the league. But I don't think you can take anything for granted in football. You have to keep on going, keep driving it on, and you know the history's always there. You'll never replace that. But the present day is you have to drive the club on, and which is something I'll try and do.
Did you have any concerns based on the fact that at times it appeared due to financial constraints, Alex had his hands not tied behind his back, but it was difficult to bring new players in last season? Did that worry you?
No, cause as I said before, I don't know, because obviously I was managing Norwich at the time, and your total focus is on Norwich City. Whatever happens in anybody else's club becomes irrelevant to you as an individual. So the one thing that I know for sure, from an outside looking in, it's got everything in place. It's got the stadium, you could get it rocking, which I have to do, or the crowd have to go with us, and I'll certainly need that crowd to get right behind us.
And in terms of backroom staff, will you be looking to bring your own people in?
Well, I haven't really thought about anything. It was just myself here, which, as I said before, I'm delighted to be here, and I'm sure that'll be for another day, that we'll wait and see what happens.